So let's review. The Mishnah discusses how Bnei Yisrael matar themselves for their regal in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi explains, Chayav Adam Lataras Asma Beregel. There's a chiyah for a person to come into Yom Tov in the state of Tahara. Therefore, they would immerse themselves in their kelim if they were Tamei Erev Yom Tov. Zuk the Mishnah. Chalias Achar Shabbos. If Yom Tov fell on a Sunday, which means that Erev Yom Tov is Shabbos, B'Shami Yomrim, Matbil Nesakulm Lefne HaShabbos. Shammai teaches that the person and any kelim that require immersion must be tevled before Shabbos. B'Selayimim, kelim lefnei haShabbos v'adim b'Shabbos. B'Sil agrees that kelim need to be immersed before Shabbos. However, a person may tevel on Shabbos itself. B'Shavin shemashikin esamayim b'klei evan letaron avle matbilin. B'Shammai B'Sil are in agreement that water that became tamei may be purified in a mikvah vay hashaka, in a stone vessel which itself cannot contract tamei. But it may not be done in another kli, which is tamei, so that the kli should also become tar in the process. The Mishnah continues. And they also are in agreement that on Yom Tov itself, one may immerse in the mikveh in the following situations. Megav legav. One who immerses his kelim to use them for chulim purposes, and then changes his mind, and intends to use them for truma purposes, he must immerse the kelim again for this higher level of tahara. As this immersion merely serves to increase the tahara in an already tahara vessel, our Mishnah teaches that such an immersion is permissible on Yom Tov, as it is not considered a tikkun kli. Mechabur lechabur. If one immerses in the mikvah with this intention to eat his Karban Pesach with one group of people, and then changes his mind and wishes to eat with his Karban Pesach with a different group, he does not need to immerse again in the mikvah. If he wishes to do so, he may immerse even on Yom Tov. Since this immersion is not required, it's not considered tikkun on Yom Tov, since these tefillos are just a chumrah. The Gemara now explains the first halacha of the Mishnah. Both B'Shammai and B'Sil agree that immersing a kli on Shabbos is forbidden. My time, what's the reason for this issur? The Gemara gives four reasons. Amar Rabba, Gzereshim Yitlenu B'Yodah B'Yavirena Arba Amas B'Shus Rabba. Rabba explains that the reason for this issur is that if we would permit one to table their kelim on Shabbos, they might inadvertently end up carrying their kelim in Rosh Hashanah, which is Asur on Shabbos. For this reason, according to Rabba, we are also gezer even if one has a mikvah in their own Rosh Hashanah, lest they come to table in the Rosh Hashanah, and we're also gezer to forbid tabling even on Yom Tov, lest one come to table on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Omika Zrina, do we usually extend such a gezeris so far for an item such as Tfilas Kalim, which is not also mikra din, but itself only a gezera? We had learned in our Mishnah that all agree that one may perform hashaka on their impure water on Yom Tov. If we extend this gezer so far, why shouldn't we forbid hashaka because he might inadvertently come to tefillah? The Gemara answers that if a person is taking such pains to purify their water on Yom Tov, it's obviously because he has no other water for Yom Tov. As such, he would normally be extra careful that the water should not become tummy. Since it did, this is an unusual case. The Gemara cites four more cases where the Chacham did not extend the Gezer so far, and answers that in each one of those cases, there's a reason not to make the Gezer, either as in the previous case, that it's an unusual situation, and the Chacham generally did not find it necessary to make a Gezer regarding unusual situations, or because it must be done in an unusual manner, and Zacharu, this will remind him that only in this case it's mutter, but tefillas kelim directly is aser. The second reason why tefillas kelim is aser, Rav Yosef Amar, gzer mishum schita. If you allow one to table kelim on Yom Tov, he might squeeze the water out of them, which is aser on Yom Tov, and the Chacham extended the gzeri even to kelim that cannot be squeezed. The third reason, Rav Bibi Amar, gzer shem yisha. Rav Bibi explains that the reason for gzer against tabling kelim on Shabbos is shem yisha. If we allow one to table kelim on Yom Tov, he might leave all of his tamei kelim to immerse them on Yom Tov when he has more time, and in the interim he might come to Atakala, as he might end up using his tamei kelim with truma. The fourth reason, Rava Amar Mneshinira Kamesakin Kli. Rava explains that tabling kelim on Yom Tov gives the appearance, like Mesakin Kli, as if he's fixing his vessels on Yom Tov, which is also on Yom Tov. Ehachi Adam Nami. Why then, as the Gemara, is a person permitted to immerse on Yom Tov according to Beis Hillel? Gemara answers, Adam Nir Kamiyaka. A person immersing on Yom Tov, or even on Shabbos, can be understood to be merely cooling himself off or cleaning himself, and not necessarily for purification purposes, which therefore would not give the appearance of a second kli on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Tenech b'Shabbos, b'Yom Kippur Ma'ikul Meimer. The Gemara asks, How we could understand this reasoning regarding Yom Kippur, for which washing is forbidden for Inui, yet permitted for Tefillah Shel Mitzvah Bezmana, as if one is seen tevilling on Yom Kippur, it is obvious that he is tevilling to purify himself from some tumah. Amar Rava Miike Midi De B'Shabes Shari B'Yom Kippurim Aser, El Hayla B'Shabes Shari B'Yom Kippurim Nami Shari. Rav explains that there is no malacha that is permitted on Shabbos and forbidden on Yom Kippur. And Hoyl, since we permit Tevilah on Shabbos for a mitzvah, we would permit it on Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara continues. We had learned in our Mishnah, B'Shavin Shemeshikin Nesamayim Kli'evin Avaloi Matbilin, that both Bishami and Bishil agree that we can perform Hashaka to purify water on Yom Tov, but only in a stone kli, which cannot be Mekabel Tumah. However, Avaloi Matbilin, which means, Amar Shmuel, Eimat Bilin as a kli al gav mimob letar b'Yom Tov. We may not perform Hashaka in another type of kli, which is Mekabel Tumah, so that the kli should also become tar in the process.